Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Waterfall at Gothling Shadows. So how do you feel about hot, sunny, steamy weather? Okay, I suppose it's nice in some ways. It can feel like being on holiday when you're relaxing in your garden, especially if you're near to a paddling pool or a real pool or the sea or somewhere that isn't your home. But maybe the weather being hot is not so nice in other ways. Like if you have to walk to school in your uniform or when your classroom is super hot, that isn't great. Basically, if you have to do things or there are things to be done, then really hot weather isn't all it's cracked up to be. That's just my opinion. I might be a little bit cynical, please. I have to admit, I'm more of a cool, dark, sitting in the shade kind of person. So imagine if you were on a planet that was constantly at a temperature of over 5 trillion degrees. So it was always super, super, mega hot. That's where our story starts today. And you'll be pleased to hear the beings there weren't human. After all, humans would basically be toast at those temperatures, and that they had got used to it, or should I say, most of them had. The planet in question was called Hyper Terra 56V. It was only called this by scientists here on Earth, who had peered at it through their telescopes. The beings on the planet just called it home. So it continued to spin around its three suns, a hot, burny little planet on the outskirts of our galaxy, and all the beings on the planet were used to it being hot. Well, except for one. Moria lived on this planet and did not like being hot. Not a jot did she like being hot. Not for one spot of a moment, but apparently being hot was what she had to do on Hyper Terra 56V. Everyone else seemed to get on with it.
Oh, can't we just open a window in here?
She pleaded as the 7-hour lecture about global ethics began with raging fires running past the windows. Her classmates looked at her quizzically. They didn't seem to need the windows to be opened, and so her suggestion, or request, was dismissed. It was boiling! Filing through to collect her lunch, once again Moria was frustrated to see the line stretch into the distance, and she was at the back of the queue. It was, as we have said, a hot place to be, and when you are standing still, I think it always seems to be hotter, doesn't it? Maybe that's just me. She felt hot and bothered and ended up leaving the queue. It was just all too hot for her. She handed in her regulation fire extinguisher and looked around for somewhere to sit, just to get away from the heat and the other children, and to be honest, she didn't know which were more annoying, all things considered. The only place she felt calm and comfortable was at a waterfall near to the school, close to a place called the Gothling Shadows. The water would still hiss with the heat, but if you knew where to swim, you could find cool currents, and they helped Moria to clear her mind of the hiss and sizzle of the day. So whenever she could, she sneaked away from the school and sought the peace and quiet of the waterfall, and even though she was trying to keep herself to herself, she had attracted the attention of a certain someone. A small, lizardy someone.
You're not like the others. They're all basking under the suns back at that school. What's going on?
She was surprised at the edge of the water to see a small green creature who, it turned out, was visiting from a neighbouring galaxy. He was on some sort of student exchange, and given his lizardy looks and slippery, shimmery scales, it looked like he might also prefer somewhere watery too, perhaps.
Oh, I'm just a bit hot. You must be too. Are you coping with this heat?
Moria asked.
The creature shrugged his shoulders.
I've had worse, to be honest, but yes, it is a scorchio, as we say.
Moria giggled.
Well, feel free to take a dip, she said,
and he didn't waste a minute, plunging into the water and saying,
ah,
as he swished and swashed in the crystalline waterfall at Gothling Shadows. After a while, when they had both just swished around for a bit and floated in the waterfall thinking of everything and nothing, Moria spoke.
I think there must be something wrong with me, said Moria sadly. I never feel quite right, and especially with the heat. I just want to find a cave and curl up in the cool damp shadows.
The lizard shrugged.
Where I come from, we have nothing but shadows.
But then, as an afterthought, he said,
but we do have cool, dappled woods and impossibly green new leaves and shaded, shadowy places to rest. I'll show you it all. Come, you can stay.
Moria thought that a realm filled with cool, dappled woods and impossibly green trees sounded rather nice, especially as the temperatures in question were, how can I say, more normal. Perhaps a change in scenery was, in fact, needed. So she shook hands with the creature, who was especially clean from a bask in the waterfall at Gothling Shadows. And so the end of the story today is rather straightforward. You will be pleased to hear that Moria was welcomed to the Lizardy Realm and now enjoys spending her days under the boughs of beautiful resting trees and gazing up at the impossibly green new leaves. So, if you're hot, I wonder where you'd like to escape to.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.